It's the 4th of March, and this is Rion Jones of the Consultation Institute, here to tell you about a brand new training course that we are launching later on this month, and it's called Public Meetings and Their Alternatives. We're talking about it also in the Tuesday topic that's coming out tomorrow. These topics are a member benefit, a document that comes out every fortnight looking in depth at a particular aspect of consultation and public engagement. And it's true to say we probably get more inquiries into this institute along the lines of, we need to hold a public meetings, but last time we did it, it was a disaster, help. And the answer to their cries for help is, of course, there are alternatives that you can consider. The list is actually quite long, and the bad news is that not many of them would necessarily be a satisfactory alternative if a local community is clamoring for an occasion where it can gather in the village hall and harangue managers who, in their views, are making proposals that they don't like. But of course, you can structure public events, including the traditional public meetings, in a way that isn't quite as confrontational as that. And I think one of the ambitions of the Institute is to explain how in a really effective, successful public meeting can in fact produce good data that helps you with your decisions, as well as fulfill that essential requirement of transparency, which lies behind that need to do the listening in public. Now, what are some of these alternatives? Well, a lot of planning consultancies now will mount an exhibition. They will organize something called drop-in centers. What else have we got? Have any of you heard of something called Open Space or the World Cafe? More seriously, you may have heard of open deliberative events. And the key to that particular methodology lies in the word deliberative, thinking about things very seriously. Now, although these are alternatives, they are by no means interchangeable. And one of our ambitions in the training course is to help people choose, in a sense, horses for courses. When is it appropriate to use this method, and when is it appropriate to use that method, and when, after all is said and done, a public meeting in its traditional format is still the most appropriate thing to have to organize. We know they're very challenging. We know that civil servants and local government officers have occasionally had a very bad time organizing public meetings. But we also know that local councillors generally like them. We also know that campaigning bodies will demand them. And if you say no to a reasonable request for a public meeting, that, in my view, spells a lot of problems. So these are issues that we're all mulling over with major changes in health and social care about to hit us, with significant changes to neighbourhood planning on the horizon, with 400 neighbourhood plans, last I heard, in preparation. It's an excellent time to look at the basics and examine once again whether public meetings and their alternatives will need to be looked at by you. This is Rion Jones of the Consultation Institute.